Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. We are here again today to take your calls. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. Please do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And we invite our callers and listeners to join us on our social media pages where I've posted on time today. Hooray. That's a great sentence filler. Those accounts are linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile, Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic, where you may follow us as well, but Facebook, Twitter are the accounts that we use, and we have multiple profiles because we have multiple personalities.
Well, it makes the show, we have more variety and
exactly.
Than other shows because we hear voices and potentially schizophrenic.
Well, right. You're schizophrenic. I have multiple personalities. Different illnesses, but all a lot of fun.
Yeah, and sometimes we trade off.
That's right. It's part of the twin soul energy.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to bring on 336 area code. Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. I'm sorry, you cut out when you said your name. What's your name?
My name is D.
Oh, D. Hi. D from the South.
Yes, I called y'all a few months ago. I think you remember me. I'm calling from a different number because my other number is not working good.
Yeah. What state are you in again?
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Yes.
Okay. Birthday, please. Yeah, of course we remember you've been calling for years. What is your birthday?
9/10/1964.
God, for some reason, I did not remember you as this master number, though.
She said 9/10?
Yeah, she's a 30/3. I didn't remember she was a 30/3. Anyway, that doesn't matter. Okay, so you're a 30/3D. What is your question?
My husband is out of the country. Long story short, anyway, I submitted paperwork last year for him to get to the U.S., and right now it says on the portal it says we have 5 months for the first step for approval, and I just want to know, do y'all see anything good, positive coming this year, maybe, with the paperwork that he will get approved and maybe be here maybe towards the end of the year or maybe beginning of next year?
So this is the thing, Dee, because I just want to make sure I'm remembering the right person. The Dee that I remember was not married and had some difficulty in relationships. She was also from the South. Now, maybe you're a different D from the South, and I'm just mixing the two of you together, because you seem to have a similar voice. But
yes, last time I talked to you, I was talking about the ministry that me and him was going to do together, that I got married. It's been a while back, a few months ago.
I do remember, but you had some difficulty. There was a man you were talking to online. Is that you?
Yes. True love, connected with another person. Yes, I was scammed. It was a scammer.
Yes.
Uh, yeah, Yes, ma'am. Yeah, you're correct.
Okay, so I wanted to make sure because I was, and I think I forgot about that call, but now I'm remembering. So what is your new husband's birth date?
7. I just forgot. It just went away. 7/11, 1972.
1972. Mm-hmm. He's compounded 28/10/1. But you're 4 together, which is your last number. And you're in, and so it's a ministry. What? So why is he away?
He lives in another country. That's where he's from. He's in another country. I'm here in North Carolina.
So wait, how did you meet and get married? How did that all work out?
Well, this country I was doing, we met.
Doing
social
the ministry?
Media.
Oh, yes,
the minister, he's a minister, and we connected, and I went to his country, and we connected, you know, and we knew each other before I went there. We knew for a good a year and a half before I even traveled, and then we got married, you know.
You got married in that country?
Yes, ma'am.
And then you came back to North Carolina.
Yes,
and he stayed behind to do the ministry.
Well, he can't come over because he's in another, you know, you petition up. They just can't come over. So I have to go through paperwork to get him petitioned to get here to the United States. He's never been to the United States.
Even with a marriage?
Yes. You have to go through the seizures to get anybody from a country from, you know, he's in Africa. You know, any country, you know, you have to petition for your spouse or fiance or whoever. Yes, they just can't come over here. And in the United States, they have to, you know, investigate and go through all this stuff.
What specific, I mean, Africa is the continent. What country is he from?
He's in North Africa, Nigeria.
Nigeria? That's what I thought. I thought you were going to say Nigeria. And that's, I mean, probably it's more difficult to come from, like, Nigeria than it is to come from England to get into the United States because of...
Yeah, Nigeria is the worst because there's a lot of scammers and there's a lot of deceitful things that goes in that country, and it makes it hard for the ones that are, you know, legit and a good person to get here, but everybody has to go through that, these steps to get them over here. Mm-hmm.
I don't really see a problem, perhaps. I don't really see a major problem. There's enough background. This man has no criminal records, nothing like that. Okay. Is he a minister of an established church?
Well, yes. And right now he's not ministering with them at this time, but he's still a minister, so he's a, you know, he does go around and speak.
Yeah,
you know,
he has no criminal record, right? He has no criminal record.
Oh, no. I mean, we checked him out before I even went over there. My son works for the government, so we did a background check on him anyway. So, he's no criminal.
No, you know,
he's a person. He struggles a lot because he's a single parent.
He struggles a lot. He's a single parent.
Well, yes, that's not a problem for the government. You know, that's your question is he going to make it over here when my hunch, my psychic hunch is that he'll be here by maybe even April.
Oh, wow.
Is that possible? I mean, would that be anywhere in the realm of possibility according to the red tape that
still, it's like several steps you have to take. This is the first step that we're taking. If he get past that, then he goes for an interview. Then he goes. He has to show document pictures and stuff that we've been together. You know, it's kind of like we have to prove that we are a real couple.
Real couple.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're putting our hand up.
April, that would be a miracle. That would be definitely be
miracles happen.
Yes,
now,
they do happen. I'm living proof of that. Yes,
It could be that in April, a major forward step occurs. But But something happens in April, you know, something that leads to ultimately him coming over here. And you two obviously fell in love, and, you know, you both are seem to be on the same ministry page, if you will. And
we want to
do something here as far as a ministry, right?
Yes, we want to start our ministry, not right off. We want to let it to grow. We want to use our experience to help other people that experience the things that we have experienced and help people to realize that, you know, that they're not alone, that there is a higher force, that God of the universe is here to bring people together and love. And you know, we just want to share our experience. I mean, yeah, we love each other, but it's more more spiritual relationship more than anything.
Yeah, I mean, you're just going around and saying these things. You've got to have some kind
structure.
Of established structure to it, you know.
I think being more stronger than him in certain ways, in certain, you know, he's a minister, but I know I'm very in tune. I have gifts that I can bring to the ministry that can help, that we can, you know, grow. And we want to be traveling minister and missionary and help people. So that's a goal that we want to achieve.
You know, I would say to go forward with that. Is it right now, indications are that in April, something major will happen in April, progressive. It might be that he comes over. It might be that he starts to finalize the requirements. Together you become a four. He's compounded, so of course he's going to be divorced with a child. But together you become a four, which is in is in your year.
But there is nine. He's born in the seventh month. Also has a seven in his year, so that brings in the spiritual. The spiritual energy, the fact that he's a minister. I mean, you know, you too become a 9-7. I mean, a 9-7 become a 16-7. So your blending of energy in the spiritual realm is wonderful.
Yeah.
Six and seven become the master numbers together. And we're getting a lot of people lining up here.
Their years, their combined years become her year, 6 and 4. Because it's 6 and 7.
Yeah,
four,
I see that.
2 is the
six.
So anyways, what we're saying to you is that there's a nice combination in the numerical code of your birth dates and in the actual human relationship department, which is what you're starting to do, human relations. You have a good head start. So keep us posted.
I definitely will. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, 612 is our next.
Hi, my name is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
How are you guys doing? I've been enjoying your show.
Thanks. We're doing fine, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. So I can't decide which question to ask, so maybe I'll let you go with whichever one you hear more strongly about. I'm looking for information either about my current job or how to reconnect deeper into my mediumship, which at one point was really strong, and due to a busy life, I've let slide backwards.
Okay, well, I wrote down career. Neil can attest that I did.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to ask about career. That was your first question, then mediumship. So first of all, where are you calling from? What's your birth date?
Minneapolis, and my birthday is 6-8-65.
Your voice sounds familiar to me.
I've called you guys like maybe once a year. I'm rarely home because I'm usually working during this time. But I tend to listen to your show or call in when I can.
Great. So we've spoken with you before and probably went through the whole birth date energy. Let's see, you are how old? 57, going to be 57? Is that right?
I currently am, yeah.
You were going to be 58.
Yes.
Which is interesting because it's kind of embedded in your, she's 35-8, I added that up right?
Yeah.
So 5-8 is, you know, the crossover between the 5 in your karma and 8 in your master number. You are, but also you hold 58 in your second number and your last number going backwards. So, I'm just trying to figure out, is she 35?
She's 30, yeah. Well, I mean, but her master number, like you said, is in her day.
Right.
And her question, media question, is about career and mediumship.
Right, but I'm trying to think, see if she's at 35 isn't divisible by 8.
No,
but
so there's a three-year
difference.
So she it would have been 56. You know,
56,
she's just
there
crossed
would have been
over
a change.
One of some multiple, but she's sort of in the midst of things, so that makes a little bit of sense.
And 56 is in her year, which
yeah.
is interesting.
The thing
okay.
about an 8 is that 8s keep... 8s have a rebirth energy going on. It's a powerful number. You have it in your day. It's next to the third eye, which is the sixth chakra. And so you have it. So you have a 6-8. That's third eye, sixth chakra, combined with a sort of rebirth energy. Then it appears again with communication. So, you know, the mediumship, what's happening is that you're contrasted by different kinds of karma. One in your immediate job, and then two in your higher work of being a medium. What is your immediate job have anything to do with finances or figures, or what do you do to make, you know?
No, by a weird fluke, I ended up becoming a nanny. Left my job I was doing, became a nanny, and I've been there 3 years. And I felt really drawn to be there, and I still do, but at the same time, I feel as if I'm outgrowing the family.
Well, what I was getting was a strong organizational that you have to use organizational skills. Now, that's kind of general, so I can't, you know, okay. So that's what I was getting, general. But as a nanny, you do have to keep things well organized with the kids. I mean, that's
well,
what
you know, your voice does not match your job. If you're a nanny, then it's like Julie Andrews is a nanny.
Yeah.
You have a very distinct, highly more intelligent. Yeah. Not that nannies are intelligent. Some of them have to be well trained, especially in England.
I've had much more challenging jobs, and this one came about. And it was sort of nice to leave the chaos and the sometimes too much energy and stress of the other job.
We need
and
to figure out what
I feel like I am affecting
to.
The kids. But I feel like there's probably something else for me.
Well, you have a very business, your voice, I hear a business energy from your voice, not a professional business, white collar business. That's what
well,
I hear.
I used to be involved, before I had kids, I was a youth director, so I was involved with youth, so I had to teach all the time. So I probably have more of a teaching voice is what that ends up being is me
maybe
trying
that's,
to, I used to,
maybe that's
yeah, that's
maybe
probably
it's
where
that
comes from.
I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't have said teacher either necessarily because there's a command. Not that teachers don't have command, but there's just, I don't know.
Are you a nanny to a specific family?
Yes, yes.
Are they important or prominent?
No, they're really not. They're not.
You're in a little bit of a bind. Because you want to be a medium, and that's far, I mean, being a nanny has some abridgment to communication, because you have to, how old are the children you are in your care?
A current 3.5-year-old, and one of those, that will be 2 next week.
So you have to have some innate sort of abilities because of the, somewhat of the, course of conversation isn't going to be highly direct. You know, you're dealing with little people. So
yeah,
it has to be something intuitive there. I think that what you're alluding to is something that goes deeper than this lifetime. It's something way back in time where I see you more or less communicating as a mediumship, but like you were able to communicate with animals. You were very empathic.
Empathic.
Empathic. And you communicate with animals. And people would come to you for certain remedies and things like this. So there's something ancient that I'm picking up in your energy. Now, I'm not sure if it's American Indian or if you were just, you know, New England.
Yeah, I do have that. I do have that heritage in my I do have Native American in my heritage.
Oh,
okay. So
that makes sense.
So that makes sense because you followed this lifetime with the same kind of gene pool. Sometimes they're really indirectly involved, you know, like you were from China or somewhere. But you came back in the same sort of gene pool, and so what you're doing is you're just rediscovering a different pond, and that pond is in the wilderness of your life right now, which right now is being a nanny, because you took care of children in a past life. You were a medicine woman. You did different attitudes of connecting with that. It could even been a man. I'm not sure, which doesn't matter at that point, this point. But to get back now into your mediumship is going to be the resolution of the karma you have as a nanny. How long have you been a nanny?
3 years.
So 3 is important because it's part of your karma of 35. That would have put you at 54, which makes
which is about when I started.
Right, that would have been 54.
Yeah. So probably 3 years. I would say that your mediumship will take really strong significance after the 4-year period because it's half of your masculine.
Okay.
So I put it around there. When will you have been doing this for 4 years? How much time we got left?
It will be the end of September.
Okay, so sometime in August, you could start preparing now.
But she's also, if I'm not misunderstanding you, Mary, you're not going to be going from a nanny to a medium full time. So you're wondering about leaving this job altogether and doing something different career-wise, right?
Well, I supplement our family income, so I don't need to be the breadwinner.
Okay.
So I'll always have something going on, some little thing going on in my life, because that's just how I've been. So I have a little bit more freedom then. But in the past, my mediumship had overtaken even my sleeping hours, and not by choice. And I pushed all that away. But I feel like I'm a little bit more open to that now.
Okay, question. So you're married.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not a question. I'm stating you're married. Husband, what's his occupation? Because I want to see where we're getting this vibe around you.
He works with numbers. He's constantly evaluating data is what he does.
Oh, he's in data evaluation. It's not finance per se, but it is numbers. So Neil, you said finance and you were talking about her, but
numbers.
Essentially your husband is the one involved with numbers. Do you both have college degrees?
Yes.
Your major?
My major was psychology, sociology, anthropology, and a minor in religion.
So yes. You're in the humanities.
Oh. Yes.
Well, you know, I mean, there's a couple of premises here. You're calling psychics to see if you can go beat these, you know, if your psychic energies will come out. I mean, in a big pool of thought, yes. Are you supposed to do this? Does it complete your life? Yes. Do you need to create a foundation of boundaries so that you're not, you know, dramatically overwhelmed by all the people you talk
yes.
to and all that? You know, you have to form
yes.
some sense of boundary. The reason you're having a little problem with boundaries is because your life isn't in sync. You're 35 equals 8. The 8 isn't, 35 is not divisible by 8. And yet you do have an 8 in your day. What happens, though, is that 8, as it moves forward in your life, it drops down to a 6, and then it drops down to a 5. Now, that means that somewhere in your history of your soul, something occurred that disrupted the general balance of this lifetime to where you have to karma on one hand and then transcendent behavior on the other. So you pre-prepared yourself with your psychology degree, but and your psychology degree may have some influence in what you're currently doing, but that's not what you were tailored for. So what you're doing is you're going through a lifetime that was probably impacted by karma. Not bad karma, because obviously, you know, you're in pretty good health and you have a family and you don't need to make money. And so it's sort of getting dissolved. It's sort of getting dissolved. What I would say to you as a hint, and I usually don't go down this track.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I don't usually go down this track. I'm interested in, but I'm, you know, we don't do astrology. But there's a Pisces either in your life now or coming up in your life that will help maybe position you into some form of theater of the mind to where you will be able to conduct your readings and do your work.
So that would be February to March. So February, like 21st, 22nd to March 22nd or something like that, or 21st. Birthday, anybody
so
with
birthday,
February, March.
Yeah, so my older daughter's birthday is, well, actually I have a son whose birthday is March 10th and a daughter, and my mother's birthday had been March 19th, and a
March
daughter
19th.
Whose birthday is March 25th.
Who's Catholic in your, were you raised Catholic?
No, my husband was.
So there's Catholic, because I'm picking up Catholic in your family. So it's your husband. Okay. The
yes.
Daughter is March what?
25th.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. See, and March the 10th and the 25 adds up to 35, which is your karmic number. So you brought these children in from a past life. In that past life, now what I'm getting is the picture widens. There was some kind of disaster regarding a fire. So now we have to kind of dilute the incident in the past life to something more, much more diluted in this lifetime. Anything interesting regarding the theme of fire in your history?
No, my brother was a firefighter, and he left that job. But I don't think I had anything with a fire.
No, Mary, in
yes?
our world, the way we operate, that's a valid reaction.
Perfect.
Your brother was a firefighter.
Yeah.
See, that's
perfect.
That means that the fire theme, I said it's going to be diluted. So the fire theme becomes pertinent because your brother's a firefighter. So your brain was going, well, there's no fires, but my brother is a firefighter. That's all we need to hear. So that validates this past life, and he's a firefighter because he probably in a past life he produced karma by fire, and it was in the family zone. So a lot of Indian villages were burned to the ground, and we know that a lot of the American Indians would often use flaming arrows in their. But it doesn't matter, you know, it's just all part of the historical background. So,
my son who was born on March 10th is named after my brother who was the firefighter. So that's interesting.
Anyone with a bad eye or one bad eye, an eye problem?
No.
Any eye problems? Did people wear glasses? So like, no eye problems, like a bad eye, but
yeah. My husband wears glasses. I wear glasses. Well, I should wear glasses, but I don't all the time, only when I'm driving.
Okay. Well,
that's soft.
Glasses is a
common
sweep of.
Well, there are a lot of people that don't wear corrections in their eyes.
It probably occurs from something in a past life. Any minor car accidents, any bumps, scrapes?
Yeah, last week a guy bumped into our car. We had a major car accident that impacts me every day. My left arm is constantly in pain from a huge car accident. That was many years ago, but we had this bump just last week.
Yep. So that just sort of involves our validation regarding your immediate question. Am I bound to be in mediumship? Yes, you are. It's probably a requirement of your soul.
Oh. Very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, what form of mediumship do you do? What do you do?
A lot of stuff comes to me in my dreams, but also I'll just be driving. I mean, so I used to not reach out to people. So the other day I'm driving, someone's dad pops through in my head, just says, just make sure he knows, so-and-so's with him, and how it tends to go. So I contact that person, say, hey, I just wanted to let you know your dad pinged in. And 3 days later, his uncle dies. And my life tends to be like, well, I'll get these little pings, and then it will be sort of a foreshadowing of what's to come.
Okay,
sometimes able to pass on messages as well.
Yeah, that's a result of between lifetimes, you spent a lot of time in the astral realm, and your presence of energy in the astral realm before you came back down to Earth again was so significant that you still have a kind of a calling center there.
Yes.
It might be wise for you to entertain yourself by studying a little bit on dream symbolism, psychology, but dream symbolism in terms of Native American spirituality.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And how the American Indians, a tribe of your choice, connected to their ancestors.
Is this something you plan to make a business, or is it just something you want to use to enrich your life?
I think I would, I don't think I need it to be a business, but I do think I would like to use it for others. I mean, in a dream world, I would love to have it be my business. But I don't know if that's feasible at this point.
Well, in a dream world, it is your business. I mean, the dream world doesn't have to be significantly solid. So your correct language should be, in a dream world, it is my business. I'm already in the business of interpreting or feeling or connecting to dreams. You're in that business. What we're talking
about is
some sort of monetary causor. But, yeah, that's what you should be doing right now, studying a little bit on dream symbolism. Freud did his interpretation of dreams, a big, huge, thick book, but it was all attached to his, psychological confinement of thought regarding how we develop. But it's still interesting. There's other dream symbolisms. Jung does dream symbolism. You know this. You're a psychology major. So, but at the same time,
But those are also, they can be limiting as well. I mean, exactly. I mean, dream symbolism, they only go so far if you're looking at a book.
It's all stereotyping.
Very much so.
But go ahead with it.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for your insight again. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Mary, for getting in touch.
Of course. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, we have 646 next. Hi.
Hello, this is Carla.
Carla?
Yes.
Your voice broke up, so it was, did you hear that too?
I thought it was up.
I know it was.
But C-A-R-K.
Yeah, it's Carla with a C, right?
Yes.
Okay, what's your birth date?
Hello?
She hung up.
Huh. I don't know if he said anything offensive.
I know. Is it?
Maybe she didn't like being criticized that her voice went out.
She wasn't being criticized. Her phone broke up.
I don't know.
That's not a criticism. Whatever. Okay. Anyway, 216.
She's got a bad vibe about us.
Hey, what's going on? How y'all doing today? This is
your
Desmond
name?
calling from Ohio.
Hi, Desmond.
Desmond, okay.
Yes. Do you need my birthday?
Yeah, we would love your birthday. Thank you.
Okay, 12/16.
Because we need a year or two.
Sorry, 71.
1971. That's okay.
2810.
That's right. Okay, Desmond. I don't know that we have we spoken with you before.
No. My question was apply for an old job I used to have. I was wondering if do you see me getting that job or something else? Maybe getting something else later in the year.
Okay, so just out of curiosity, Desmond, when in your life have you ever worked in sales? Sales, retail?
Never, ever.
Never, okay? Never.
Okay, so what was his question?
If he's going to get a job.
Oh.
This is an old job.
Yeah, I used to have.
No job going back to. It's an old job. It's an old job
right.
going back to. Okay. Base number one, page number one, I think you're going to get it. That's page number one, which means that there's a sort of vision, Desmond, that you will be returning to this job. But having said that, have you ever had a job where you had to work outside your workforce?
You're kind of breaking up. I don't know.
Have you ever had a job where you had to work outdoors, not indoors, but outdoors?
Other than being in service in the military, other than that, no.
Well, that would be, I mean, you guys do basic training, you're outside.
Oh, yeah,
don't you
a little bit. Okay, so to answer your question, do we think you're going to get the job that you've been applying for to return? I think you will be returning to that job. How long had you worked there previously?
3 years. Like 3.5 years, yeah.
Yeah, 3.5 years. We may be wrong, okay? We might be wrong, and that's just the way it goes. But it seems like they may be needing you because there's something to do with staffing. So they may actually need you, and with your experience prior, it makes it easier. Did you leave on good terms with them?
No, they had let me. It was kind of shiesty what happened. It was like, because I have some friends, that worked there. They said they'd get me back on. They'd tell HR, but the way I got let go was kind of, I came to work on my off day, and I got fired on my off day. And then we don't have no union, so it's just like, oh well. So it kind of let a bad taste in my mouth. But I guess one of my friends is a supervisor. It's like a supervisor. They said, don't worry about it. Just put your application in. I'll tell HR, and So
yeah. I think you'll go back. What kind of work is it?
It's like food warehouse. It's I'll be making a lot more money than I'm making now. So
Wait a second. It's a food warehouse.
Yeah.
That what the food is what
it's
for
like,
free or
like
is it sold?
Ingredient handler. Yeah, I'm the ingredient handler. So for a big company that they make candy and they make food too. So
that's sales. You're in the retail industry because of food. So I want to backtrack because we have to be clear about what kind of industry you're in. Yes, you make food. So, if I would have said, well, you're in the food industry, that would have been like an A+, but that food is that you're making is retail. It's going to retail establishments. So that's the link to retail.
Yeah.
You see?
I think, you didn't steal from the company. You didn't do any damage to the company. I think, what was the worst thing that happened in this sort of unsettling matter that you got fired about? What was specifically the thing you did?
I guess we had like a Thanksgiving, a little lunch, and I came back. I guess it was a couple of, usually it's kind of leisurely. Each year we have those, so I guess I came back 3 minutes late, and then they had rolled me up, so and then I got fired. So,
it doesn't
seem like a major offense. And if your friend, a supervisor, is encouraging you to get back on the workforce, and he'll talk to HR, we think you're going to go back. It's a better paying job than what you've got now. I don't think you did anything. It doesn't sound like you did anything that terrible. I don't understand being late 3 minutes while you get fired, unless somebody there didn't like you at that time.
Yeah, it might be some underlying things, you know. So
yeah.
Definitely. Well, I mean, do you have an idea of who that person might be? Are they still working there?
He was a older supervisor, and I was really just helping out on this line, really, because he needed some help on this line. So it was kind of, it's kind of shiesty, you ask me. So
yeah.
So a lot of people have reached out, and I was just like, oh, well. So.
Well, I think there might have been just bad circumstances, whatever. Maybe not a very nice person, but I think you'll be going back. So let's put out energy. You'll go back. Do you want to go back?
Yeah, I'll go back.
Yeah. Well, let's try that route first and see if it works. After the reading, we'll put out energy for you, Desmond, that you get the job back and you're a happy man, you know, and things are going well for you.
Yeah, you have a young voice. You're born in 1971, so you are going to be how old?
52?
In December, yes.
52, but he sounds like young voice. Well, to me, he sounds younger than 52. No. But
well, we think you're going to go back.
You have children? You have children?
No, a lot of godchildren, but no children. All right.
Godchildren, but I'm getting children around you, so you have godchildren.
I was getting a dog around you, an animal.
A lot of people say that. I don't know why. I mean, I like dogs, but I don't have one of my own, but I don't know.
Oh, well, you like dogs. Maybe it's just who cares? You like dogs, so maybe we're getting dogs around you.
Well, interesting that you have godchildren, but you're not a father. So, that could be.
Yeah, but that's okay, Desmond. We think you're going to get the job, and we'll put out energy that it all goes well for you, and yeah, these companies that have a variety of food, you know, a lot of these companies actually work for grocery outlets, and they supply their bakery and all kinds of things. Candy, you know, they're a conglomerate
conglomerate.
I can't pronounce it.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Conglomerate
yeah.
of the other
yeah.
companies.
So, you know, it doesn't matter. We think you're going to get the job.
Okay. All right. That's decent news. All right.
You can call us back and let us know. I think it's the first time you called us before. We really didn't talk about your birth date at all. And, you know, if you want to call us again, I can get into that a little bit more.
Oh, yeah, that'd be interesting. Okay.
Let me quickly ask them. First, real quick, 1999 to 2000 would be your change. You're born when you were 28 years old. There should have been a change.
I think that's when I got in a serious relationship. Yeah.
Serious relationship that broke up ultimately?
Yes.
Okay. So that's that.
Yeah, you compounded. Your master number is 1, but it's equals 28 equals 10 equals 1. So you're compounded, which would result in breakups. It could even result in a breakup in your family, you know, mom and dad. It could have been a breakup. that kind of thing. What was your rank in the service? What did you do?
I was a multi-channel communications operator. So basically we would just go to a rural site and set up communications and put a big antenna up and, you know, just sub the communications. So it was
communication. Be in charge of setting up the communications. What about your own
right. Government
personally communicating? Did you personally communicate, or this is just like the displacing of electronics?
Like we like set up. I guess you could say it was electronics because we had a big old van and we have an antenna, so we could talk on the phone and we'd be like in a rural site where it's no. Communications, there is no type of, it's nothing but woods and stuff. So we'll just set up communications and set up to another site that has, might be set up somewhere and similar, but it might be like 20 miles away. So something like that.
So. Well, you know, if we're, as long as we have you on the line here,
yeah,
you see, we're also talking about your personal happiness. And what will make you really feel gratified about life. Of course, getting this job might help your income a little bit. So that's really nice. If we go into your personal life, you know, what your ambitions are, what you like to do with the rest of your life, what you like to tinker with, whether you're mechanical or, you know, a car, or whether you're looking for a relationship, or you just want to travel, whatever it may be, Desmond, the thing about this part of the reading would be about what you as a man would consider to be, would make you happy and content in your near future. Can you share that with us?
Oh, yeah. Of course, I like to travel, but as far as just being happy, probably start my own business. I mean, I like to help people, but like more on the spiritual side. So whether it's getting some schooling from a shaman or something like that, that'd be probably right up my alley, you know. So it's
interesting. Well, you have a broken seven in your day, but then it's solid in your year. So that's the transcendent energy of your spirituality. It was broken up in a past life.
You know, you're in Ohio. Your best bet in that regard would be to volunteer or work part-time in a spiritual center where you could practice your spirituality instead of just like walking on the street and meeting somebody. You know, really having your own business, you're still young enough to do something like that. But have you ever worked in a facility that offers spiritual advice?
No, I haven't.
You might want to try that first.
Okay.
I don't know, in Ohio, they have bookstores or places where spiritual, like-minded spiritual people meet. You might want to go online and maybe start talking to people, texting or talking to people there, getting into a chat room, you know, things like that. Because it sounds like you have a desire to want to teach spirituality, but then you have to have sort of a platform and a foundation and some legitimate background. But that's where that would start. But the desire, I mean, you have a seven in your year, and that's nice. That's spirituality. And what's the nature of your spirituality? Do you go by a religion or do you just go by spirit?
Excuse me.
Oh, just by spirit. No denomination to type of religion. Just, dealing like with herbs and stuff and shamanism and, laws of the universe, stuff like that.
Well,
so
good.
A blending of
you
know, herbal remedies. I don't know if those are like,
you know,
you're into Native American,
start,
like the last caller we had. But
you could start a small notebook and jot down your ideas about spirituality, some of your recipes with herbs, and you could start a little notebook. So at least you have some foundation to work with instead of just off the top of your head. It doesn't have to be an extensive notebook, but you could start off there and maybe visit some of the do you have any metaphysical stores around you in that your area?
Sure do.
Then I would start talking to the proprietors and the people who own the business and building a relationship. And who knows, they might even refer somebody to you. But you have to start, you know, getting involved.
So question.
Because you're talking about a community energy.
So this is a question. So this job that you're looking for at this warehouse, I mean, you need right now for your survival.
Yes.
Okay. So, and I don't know, what is it, union? Did you say there's no union there? You said there was no union there.
No
union. So the pay is like, okay, it's probably not terrific pay. Do you get benefits with that job?
What are you talking about, the one I have now or the one I'm applying for?
You're currently working right now. You're currently working?
Oh, no, it's no union, no benefits. You have to get your own benefits. I mean, luckily I'm with this, I have VA benefits from the military, but yes, no, it's nothing. Yeah, it's just pay is just okay. No, right, not very good, no.
And you're currently working at a job, and doing what? What's the job, quickly, because I don't have time. It's like the job that you're currently at, what is it?
It's called a it's like it's another food. They make salads, like potato salad and macaroni salad, and it's like a little small little shop that's been there for like 80 years, little mom and pop shop.
Yeah.
Is it nationally distributed or just local?
No, just local. Just local.
Locally distributed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the only thing that, you know, as far as the bookstore, the spiritual bookstore is concerned, you're in a food production industry, but if you want to get more into the spiritual world, getting a job at one of these spiritual bookstores would put you more in that field and you could absorb more. Now, I don't know if a bookstore is going to be equal to the pay that you're getting at like a food production facility. It may be more where you're working now, but.
Well, no. And you're also dealing with, are you a vegetarian or a meat eater?
More of a vegetarian. I eat fish though, but more on the vegetarian side though.
Yeah. You're tapping into a past life. Desmond, you're a food gatherer. You're tapping into a past life, and there's something deeper going on in your soul that you're trying to rebirth in this lifetime. There's a spiritual past life you had, and I think you were very much in tune with the elements back then. Well, you know, you go through different lifetimes and things happen, but then sometimes you revisit one of your past lives. That's what you're doing. So your connection to the earth in terms of what the earth offers us in terms of spirituality,
it's karmic,
which is food and herbs and spices and those kinds of things,
mm-hmm.
going to be part of your educational process to actualize yourself. Once
okay.
again.
Okay.
So I would really, there might even be a destiny for you. In other words, what you're feeling has something to do with your soul and that where your soul's wandering, trying to find this element of spirituality that can complete your life. So you're on a search. Make it an adventure. You know, the struggle for life is one thing, you know, working at the food industry, but I think it's a branch of a trunk. And I think that trunk is your spiritual being. And I think you came back to replant yourself on the earth and express this spirituality to people, to help them, to assist them, and to reinvent your knowledge of what the earth has to offer in terms of herbs and healthy things. So
Yeah, I think operating out of that space would and generating a decent income, you know, would make me happy, you know, because just getting up and just doing, you know, I guess my soul just be crying out for, you know, this is okay, but we need to do more. So that's what bothers me.
So ultimately, you're saying having your own business is what you want, but you've got to get point C.
Right.
And there's,
so, you know,
there's that median, you know, journey between those, you know, landmarks, essentially, A to C. You're not going to jump from working in the food industry to having your own business. You've got to do some groundwork to get there. So what we're suggesting is start to build your foundation so you can get to that point. I mean, what business, quickly, because we're really running out of time, but what business and what kind of business would you like to own? You're saying, you know, you want to do spiritual work. So, but, you know, a lot of times the spiritual work is about, you know.
Right. Probably more selling, having herbal supplements, selling them online, like maybe, you know, have like a couple of, maybe have something for like supplement for your kidneys, supplement for a woman's herbal supplement, and so on, so a heart supplement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll do it. You'll do it, and just do it piece by piece, but that's what I see you doing.
So, and you have recipes yourself for certain tinctures and things?
Yes, yeah. I took two herbal classes, so.
Okay, well, I would, you know, start working on it. In the meantime, hopefully this other job will come through if that's what you want, and you can, you know, at the same time start to build your business. I think it's a good idea, the spiritual bookstores, maybe checking out other places that sell herbal tonics in your area would be a good idea.
Okay.
You know, start to investigate the competition. Probably a brick and mortar stores are in your area sell. There's probably spiritual stores that sell things that you want to sell, you know, natural medicines, things like that. Start to see what the competition is and then how you want to structure your business. Figure that out. Like selling online, how to price things, all that. So you can start moving towards your goal rather than just say, well, you know, I want to do this. Start making steps to achieving it.
Okay.
And that's ultimately what we first saw in the beginning of the reading, sales. I mean, what you want to do is sales.
Oh, so yeah, I guess it all came together, right?
I think it did. So on that note, Desmond, we've got to close the show, but it was nice to talk to you today and
all right.
Get to know you. Okay.
All right. Thanks for the reading. Thanks for the coaching. I appreciate it.
Okay. Sure. Take care. And we're back there on Wednesday next week. And Desmond can join us on Facebook and Twitter. We hope that he does. Have a great weekend. Bye.